This is really cool research. Thank you for doing it. At the foundation, we've done a little bit of work about some qualitative research with new users, and we found that like community programs and have been really effective, or have been generally effective at sort of bringing people in and getting them to stay. So there's definitely like a social aspect of retention that is something we're looking at pretty carefully. So it's not just sort of connecting them with individual users, but sort of connecting them with groups that organize around these missions. That seems to be a good way to bring people on editing Wikipedia. And I guess a question, are you considering expanding this research to sort of other factors that might influence retention and volume of edits, like the subject matter or sort of particular attributes of the users?
Yes, and I thought about extending the diversity for all companies.
I think probably style of editing is probably, well, I would imagine that would be harder, but just attributes that we have about the user that they agree to make public and let us use.
I think language is a very interesting property because there are often tasks where there's some minority language which not many people speak. So if there's some Indian language and the label might be right, might be not right, then having a way to connect to people who actually speak the language and then... people who are standard users and don't edit much could be still very helpful because they have specific experience. Having a way to identify where a standard user has specific experience, and I think language is a case where it might be the easiest, might be an approach to working with it.
Yeah, I don't know about other language Wikipedias, but in the German Wikipedia there is a mentoring program. I'm not so where like users, long-term users who have a lot of knowledge can kind of be a mentor, and then they new people can ask for a mentorship. And I'm not part of it myself, but De Hexa is, for example. So maybe you want to say something more about it.
Yeah, there's not many projects that have a mentoring program. On English Wikipedia's Adopt a User, which works quite different and is not that effective, I would say. But the first question is one we often hear. I mean, we have 2.1 million articles on German Wikipedia, but we know that there could be 100 more easily. Special topics, and I think that applies to any Wikipedia, any Wikimedia project. And at Wikimedia Deutschland, there is a department that is working on these topics, and they made campaigns, where can I contribute? And I think that's one of our tasks, to help people find their place on their niche where they can work easily.
So then having like a
Sure. I mean, I was using the Wikidata game, and it showed me a couple of places where it could work, and very easily. And maybe gamification is one of the things that attracts people. This is a huge topic, and as I said, our department's working now for almost 2 years on this, and with different approaches, and there's still much to do, I would say.
So, I pick myself. I'm sorry. One related theory to consider: do you know of a legitimate peripheral participation, which is a theory of how people get into communities? And I think that could be largely relevant to these topics because it adds sort of the qualitative side of how can I be part of a community? Because at least for Wikipedia, I would say, like a lot of things are less sort of problems of technology, but of culture in many cases. Like, not that the culture itself is a problem, but sort of finding your way into it. And I think that is a very interesting theory that can also be translated into actionable ideas of how to improve that.
Yeah, I have a number of questions. Let's start with a comment. So there is a tool called SuggestBot on the English Wikipedia. You know it. So I like that a lot. I would love to see a version of it deployed on Wikidata. However, if you just use it the way it works on Wikipedia, we are going to miss some of the interesting bits and pieces that have already somewhat been mentioned. So, for instance, it would be very interesting to have it be conscious of like the properties I'm using when I'm editing or the languages that I'm using, and also to invert that. One thing that suggests but does not do is actually expose that kind of information, even for people who have opted in. There is no, they provide the information only at the level of the individual to the individual. There is no aggregation, but it would be very useful to have some sort of aggregated information of those people who do opt in, which then allows me, if I see this property for the first time and there is not a good usage example or so, I want to know who has used it. And if you just try to find some examples, you're often lost in this vast space. And so it would be really nice to have some sort of ranked list of people who have used this, maybe over the last 30 days or something, or people who have actually edited labels or multilingual stuff in language X. And yeah, so that's the first kind of comment.
A question and then a potential suggestion or a proposal. The question is the study that said that Wikipedians aren't born for high power users, at least, does that apply also to Wikidata? That was a Wikipedia research project. Is the same fact true for Wikidata power users? That's what your rough conclusion, yeah. So for at least the connecting new user suggestion, a lot of our proposals that we've done in the past or ideas have all been about, and some of the ones we've just mentioned here, have all been about showing new users things they can do, automated suggestions or lists of activities, not people they can collaborate with. We throw them work, we don't throw them people or make them visible to the rest of the community. The community is relatively invisible to a new user. It's in there somewhere. And at least on the larger Wikipedias, the user associations or communities on subject areas, Wiki Project Australia, Wiki Project Medicine, Wiki Project whatever, are the places to collaborate with other people. But there's never been a way for a new user to be presented with a list of active projects or a list of interest areas that sends them or flags them, you know, to that user group saying, hey, user group admins or power users on user group taxonomy, there's a new user who has just self-identified as interested in taxonomy. You should go and greet them. Or they might be sent to the taxonomy or the medicine or Australia or flowers project and presented with a widget to introduce yourself or something. Start with the human interaction component, and then they can be mentorship programs or whatever, rather than starting with automated generated lists of red links or tasks that can be achieved.
I have maybe some suggestions and also a question. What about all of the traditional ways that people get trained? You know, a regular blog, which is Wikidata Tips, the Twitter Wikidata Tips, the YouTube channel, which is specifically Wikidata Tips, a MOOC that's, you know, for improving. Some of those things kind of exist a little bit, but to do that in maybe a very organized and focused way, as you would training anything. I wanted to ask you kind of a delicate question, and that is, of these users who use steadily over time, did you look to see how many of these might be paid editors as opposed to real volunteer editors? Well, sometimes you see, for example, public relations companies that advertise editing services, and that's been a problem in Wikipedia, and that might be moving towards Wikidata. It would be a very obvious thing for those services to be doing. And I was just wondering how much is that on the radar when you're doing statistics like this, because that would show up as very steady, high volume editing.
Yeah. Well, some declare.
Yeah, some do, but I don't know what.
Just sort of brief remark, like audience discussion, super fine. I think it's difficult to hear for the people on the stream, so maybe we should shift that for the break. If that's okay with you, but okay. Last remarks.
The tea house on English Wikipedia has been, I think, one of our most effective interventions, which is where users are connected with another person to sort of help them edit. So that's, you know, we have data for that.
This kind of fits nicely with my question about kind of suggestions for groups. So wiki projects are notoriously, let's say, short-lived, most of them. But on Wikidata, we actually have, in principle, the possibility to leverage all the data in the database to make the notifications more useful than they used to be for similar tools on Wikipedia, for instance. So most wiki projects, for instance, they have something like an ontology page. And here are the properties that we care about. Here are the classes that we care about. And you could think about mechanisms to basically provide recommendations relating to those properties, to those classes, and then posting that on a talk page or some dedicated page within that project space. That could actually help kind of keep those projects active and engage users in new ways. On the other hand, I think the classical way of notifications that we have, the flow kind of stuff, doesn't really work at the scale of Wikidata. Like, on a usual day, I get thousands of notifications via this system. I just ignore them, right? And so you might have to think about some ways that actually work at the scale of Wikidata.
So related to what you said, I think it's something that could be interesting is to identify the users that are participating in Wikidata projects and then trying to find out their contributions, because then you will be able to understand, okay, are they going to continue for a very long time? Because there are a lot of Wikidata projects, and I think this would be interesting, because when I started editing, one of the challenges that I faced was what to edit. I really didn't know what to edit. And luckily, I came across different Wikidata projects, and then I started editing. I mean, I think there is a problem in, for example, what I would say, like, if you have a software, right now we have got, like, if you go to the software queue page, the queue identifier, you don't have something that says, go and refer this particular project for understanding what type of properties would be interested for the project. This is what I think.
Okay, I would close the discussion now and move it into the break. There were already some more people wanting to discuss, if that's fine. Then, any remarks?